You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you this week's planetary plans. Be sure and check back each week to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week we have a Gemini new moon, and it's a super new moon, which means it's closer, the energy of it's closer to the Earth, which makes it even more powerful. So we're all very affected by the energy of the new moon and the full moon and all the planets moving around, which is probably why you're even listening to this podcast. So with the new moon, there's actually lots going on this week. There's Mercury is moving into Cancer, which is a big shift from where it's been in Gemini. And Venus is going to go into Leo as well as the new moon. So there's major shifts of energy and a lot going on, helping to kind of open up doors for us to get to our next level. So the moon has, it's kind of a mixed bag on Wednesday. It's exact at, let's see here, 12:43 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So that's when the energy is exact. So, but even 72 hours after, there's still a lot of potent energy to work with beginnings and kind of opening up new situations and seeding new situations in your life. So what you might want to do is kind of make sure that you're very much present and get out there and communicate, because with Gemini, there's this need to connect people and situations and thoughts and ideas and just to communicate. You can communicate in writing, you can communicate speaking, any kind of communication in any way you communicate, especially verbal though. Gemini has a real, like a special talent with wit and charm and humor and just being kind of a wordsmith, which is, we can all tap into that right now. It's also an energy that can help you wake up and see what you're thinking and possibly see like different parts of yourself more clearly, because Gemini is a very dualistic energy. So if you do have tendencies, and we all have Gemini somewhere in our chart, right? Because we have all 12 houses in our chart. So there's somewhere where possibly you have, you know, two different ideas competing with each other and possibly canceling out you creating what you want. So with this Gemini new moon energy, I think you can get more insight into what your thought processes are, because our beliefs are kind of what create reality, help to shape and create reality. And our thoughts about those things are, you know, it's our currency. So if you can become aware of how you're using your mind and what thoughts you're thinking, then you can decide whether you want to think them or not. And if you catch yourself thinking negative things that are perhaps seeding and creating a future that you don't want, then you need to catch yourself. You know, even a good thing to do on this new moon is to like release negative thinking. So if you want money, for instance, and you have to kind of look and see where, and with this Gemini energy, it's very, I believe you can get a good insight. You can kind of see what's going on with your thoughts. It's very electric. And you can see where you might be getting in your own way and what kind of beliefs you have, like, I don't deserve money. Or you could even think that people with money are evil and so, or not spiritual or whatever. And you could stop yourself from getting what you want because of that own belief. So if you kind of look around your life, you might be able to very easily pinpoint these little self-sabotaging parts of your character and eliminate them. So that is something, the thought processes are very much highlighted right now with the Gemini new moon, the communications in general. There is an interesting combination with Mercury opposing Saturn that could get in the way of how you feel, what you think. It could just stop you, even though there's a lot of fun to be had. Venus is going into Leo. There's Saturn energy on top of this, and then the square energy could end up causing like a confusion or a this or that. So it's not all smooth, unfortunately. It's not just all, yeah, I know exactly how it should be and what to do and where to go and how to feel and how to think. There's going to be like this sort of back and forth a little bit about what to do and how to do it, and a sense of like needing to take responsibility, which you do need to take responsibility. We all do. So if you catch yourself trying to throw that off in some way, figure out a way to take that responsibility back. Even if it's like, I'm going to be responsible for reciting my affirmations every day. Like, I now believe that money comes to me effortlessly. And be sure that you keep focused on that, that money comes to you effortlessly. And that's one way that you can, you know, use your thoughts. And if you think about it and feel what that's like to have money just coming to you effortlessly, you can get into the kind of the sense of the feeling that you're trying to create. And that's, you know, a big deal. How, if you can get into feeling that that's true, then you're steps away from having it actually happen. So the discipline part is making sure that you keep repeating the thoughts and you keep catching yourself and inserting the positive thoughts to create the new belief, to create the new future. So there's lots of energy to help you with that right now. With Mercury in Cancer, Mercury is going into Cancer as well. So it gives you an ability to be tuned into the home and family and issues of nurturing. And Cancer is a very deep energy, and it doesn't like to be vulnerable, even though it's a cardinal sign. So Cancer, along with Capricorn, Aries, and Libra are all cardinal signs. They square each other. Two of them, well, some of them square each other, some of them oppose each other. And it creates like a tension that isn't the easiest to deal with. So there is possibly something, you know, maybe your home and your thoughts about how your home should be or your nurturing or mothering situations should be is being opposed by this very practical Saturn in Capricorn. And all that is connected to the nodes as well. So that's actually, it's squaring the nodes. So there's this, it's kind of complicated. It's always actually complicated, which is, thank God for astrology, so I could just explain all the time how complicated things are. And I have a Scorpio moon, so let me tell you, things can get complicated. But with this energy, it actually is complicated. So there's lots of good stuff going on, but then there's challenges as well. And the challenges are just helping you bring up and eliminate what's in your way. So if you can keep a positive attitude and just sort of roll with it and embrace the confusion when you don't know the answer and understand that with the South Node being fired up by Mars right now, it's very easy to kind of get short-tempered, get locked into grooves from the past that you've already created. Just there's like a fired up energy connecting you to the past. And it's a kind of, it could be very combative as well, because Mars can be like, I once had an Aries friend and I always thought, you know, if I pissed her off, I think she could hit me. Like I actually thought that this girl could actually like punch me out. There was this feeling that could happen, which is like kind of shocking, right? But she was a ton of Aries and an aggressive character, aggressive personality. And I actually heard a story not very long later where she actually had a disagreement with a friend and ended up punching her in the face. So my instincts of like, wow, if I really piss this person off, she might clock me, were correct, because that is something that did happen with a different friend. So that's the sort of like, you know, if you thought about it, you would never hit your own friend. You would never like punch your friend in the face if they pissed you off. But with all that aggressive Martian Mars energy, it's not a lot of thinking going on, right? It's just like reacting to being thwarted and angry, and it's the warrior energy. So there is that kind of Mars like twist on things. So there might be like a feeling of aggression in the air or like a frustration kind of happening. So be conscious of that. What we're kind of trying to evolve towards is more with a more detached kind of Aquarian view where we are all one. And why would you even get so upset that you could even imagine punching someone in the face? So that detached energy could be very helpful. So, you know, keep in mind if you're having any of these sorts of areas flare. Now with the Gemini moon, it would be a really great time to write down, especially because Gemini and they communicate that way, but like write out a letter to you, a letter to you from your higher self to you, and give yourself some advice and see if you can pull some really interesting answers from future you to help present you get to where you want to go. And you have to want to go somewhere to get there. So we can all like float around and like not really focus, which is very Neptunian, and people get through life that way too. But, you know, I really do believe we're here on the planet to make a difference. And the big difference we're making is the difference we make in our own lives and changing our own lives and, you know, achieving our deep-seated dreams and goals. And they're all, you know, visions we left ourselves to keep moving forward. So manifesting this, I think, is ultimately what we're here to do, is become our best selves so that everyone around us can become their best selves. So keep that in mind. Floating and not taking responsibility, it often just leads to a life unlived, which is kind of sad. I think it's sad. But I'm a Capricorn, so maybe it's not sad. Maybe I have no idea. It's like that proverb or little story about these blind men all touching. I wish I had it more in my head before I'm telling it on this podcast. But these men were all blind and they were all touching the same creature, and they were all describing completely different creatures. But yet they were touching the same creature, which was an elephant, but just different parts of his body. And so that's kind of like, you know, humans and our perspectives. There's so many different perspectives and they all shape and create our reality. So hopefully you can like ride the wave of this new moon by communicating and sharing and connecting and expressing yourself, expressing ideas, and sharing what you know with others to help them change too. And listening as well. It's important to listen, because we've got one mouth and two ears for a reason, because we should listen twice as much. That one I was told a lot in my life. A lot. Hillary, do you have to talk so much? So just make sure that you do listen, because it is important that we hear and see and perceive everyone's reality so that we can, you know, show up for others as well. With the Venus in Cancer, showing up for others is important, because Venus is, you know, the values when it's in Cancer is to be connected and nurtured and loving and just nourished. I think it's also, if you happen to find yourself in a situation where you don't have an ideal mother, or you know that you've got abandonment issues or a difficult relationship with your mother or no relationship with your mother, whatever it is, it's probably a long line of those terrible relationships in your lineage, and you can disconnect from that. You can kind of just pull your DNA out of those grooves and let it evolve just from your intention. It can all unwind. We're not, you know, the way the world is evolving, we don't need to keep repeating history over and over again. Now we understand that we don't have to do that. So let's not. And a way to get nurtured, if you need nurturing, is nature. Mother Earth is like such a soothing and well-providing mother. Ground yourself, eat veggies that were grown from Mother Earth, be in the sunlight, you know, put your feet in a stream, do some gardening, something that like sniff the spring air or the fall air. Actually, I guess it would be about to be the winter air on the other side of the earth. So, but just connect into the cosmos and into nature. Look up at the sky, look at the clouds, like get out of your head and off your screens as much as you can if you are feeling sad and lonely and uncared for. Because there's, you know, energy all around caring for you and supporting you, and the earth is super supportive. So be sure to connect into that resource, and you would be like, I'm sure you already do. I probably don't even have to tell you this. But if you've forgotten, get your feet on the ground and put your face up to the sun, and you can feel like loved and supported and nurtured. And it's pretty awesome, because, you know, probably half of us have shitty mother situations. And, you know, we need that part of you bolstered and taken care of. And, you know, you can do it for yourself because you've got support all around. So do be sure on the new moon to make sure that you do. Yeah, be sure you make sure that you write down what you want. Write down what you want to create and come from like the deepest part of yourself, and ask to see any blocking sort of like thought processes that you have, any sort of like little sneaky thoughts in there that are causing havoc in your future self. So that is it for the new moon. Coming up, we have the solstice next week, so we'll discuss that too. There is a Venus coming up. That's kind of a big one that we're all going to feel too. On the 14th, after this new moon, Venus will square Uranus. And that's like, Uranus is unexpected, difficult. I mean, if you're not expecting something and it's not that great, like my husband got a puck in the face when he was playing hockey when there was a Uranus transit. It was Uranus Mars, not Venus, but still, like, you know, it's like the shocking event happens to like snap you out of wherever you are. It can be like that with Uranus. And with Venus, it could be a very difficult relationship too, that you're dealing with someone that really rubs you the wrong way. or is a real rebel, or you're the rebel and you're rubbing someone the wrong way. So there can be kind of a friction created for sure on the 14th that you might want to be conscious of. And the Saturn square Mercury is exact, or Saturn opposite Mercury is exact on the 15th. So, and the moon is in Cancer, going into Cancer, or is in Cancer that day. So you might feel things even more. And Mercury, it's all like, it's your thoughts, what you're thinking, what you're communicating is thwarted in some way, or you feel thwarted with your communications. It can be, you know, a real contentious energy. So, or you could also, you know what is a common thing? This is how Saturn usually hits me. And I have it in the 12th house, so it's kind of not always acting. But when it hits me, when Saturn goes wrong in my chart, it's usually very sad. Like, I'll usually have, like, you know, I'll see something on Facebook about animals. It's always animals, really, that get me. But I'll see something and I'll get, like, I'll feel incredibly sad. And I realize this little trigger is just kind of tapping in a well of sadness. You know, all the losses and everything that people have to go through. I just feel all of that a lot. So, if Saturn is triggering, you might feel sad about aging, or because that's kind of sad. You have to, like, watch your body deteriorate. Even if we can be all monkish and, you know, the Dalai Lama about it, it's still kind of sad to watch your vessel deteriorate. It's even sad when your car gets old, or like your dog gets old, or your plant, or your cedar hedges get old. They only live 60 years. So it's like definitely sadness energy, grieving energy, worry, fear, that kind of thing can be Saturn too. Issues with teeth and bones and skin can come up when Saturn is being activated. So Friday could be a heavy day with Mercury opposing Saturn, and the moon is opposing Pluto. So that is another, like, it's kind of a heavy energy. There might be some deep thoughts going on that day. Write them down. Get them out of yourself. Don't be afraid to feel them, because it's just there to help you get where you're going. So this is a busy week. You are going to have, you know, things are going to shift when Venus moves into Cancer, or Venus moves into Leo and Mercury are going into Cancer. Things will get a lot more emotional, and there'll be an element of, like, wanting to step into joy and enjoy yourself and have more fun and tap into the lovely things in life, which you want to do, but there's still, like, a level of responsibility and sort of weighty issues around as well that you're going to have to sort out. So do be sure to take advantage of this new moon energy and seed your intentions, give it some thought and see how you want it to all turn out. And make sure to, like, anything to do with communications or connections, also skin, bones, teeth, arms, nervous system, those can all be activated with this energy heightened like that. So, you know, if you're kind of running smoothly, even though there might be some stress around, your body will run smoothly as well, right? So keep yourself hydrated and well-nourished and grounded. And I think that you will find this a very productive week with tons of opportunities for swift and magical change. And that's it. Please be sure to contact me at hillaryscott.com if you have any questions. And thank you so much for listening.